Paul Ramel here for Q92 Radio. We're broadcasting from Watson, Minnesota, along Highway 759. Here along the highway, there's a special art project going on right next to the Watson, the Goose Bar. And here to tell us all about it, actually, we're going to talk about the Yellowstone Trail. And here to tell us all about it and experts on it is Jess Gorman. Jess, hi.
Hi. How are you?
Nice to see you again.
Nice to see you.
Yeah. Jess spoke at the Madison Kiwanis Club a month or so ago and told the audience about the Yellowstone Trail. And so we're here outside looking at a nice art project. Why don't you introduce yourself to our listeners?
Yes. So my name is Jess Gorman. I'm a community artist and a big lover and hopefully aficionado of the Yellowstone Trail, which is one of the first northern transcontinental highways from coast to coast.
Okay.
It was big in the teens and the 20s, and it was really about connecting communities to one another so the rural communities could survive with the development of the automobile and the advancement of the automobile.
Yep.
I know Olga, and we decided to take this project on the road to Watson.
And actually, Watson, the Yellowstone Trail goes right through Watson.
Exactly. In Minnesota, it's mostly Highway 212, but it also cuts up 59 and 7 going through Watson, Milan, and Appleton, all the way to Ortonville.
All right. And what's your title, Jess?
It depends what day it is.
I know you're part of the Yes House in Granite Falls.
I'm the Yes House's storefront artist. I also am a studio artist at Studio Berge, which is in the KK Berge building, along with Olga Nichols, who's also a studio artist there.
Okay.
We both do work with the Yellowstone Trail Alliance of Western Minnesota. And I'm the president of the River Valley Arts Center's board in Morton. So it just depends on the day of the week.
There you go.
But it all has art in it in some way.
Some way. It's all connected to art. Olga Nichols joins us here also in Watson. And Olga, what's your title? Everybody has a title, right?
Hi. Yeah. I'm Olga Nichols, and I work out of Bird Island at the Bird Island Cultural Center. So I do administrative work there as well as I'm the artist there. So we put on shows, exhibits, and I also paint out of my own studio. What's my title? I'm the artist, and Jess is more of the photographer.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I think we make a good team, you know, with that combination.
Yeah. All right, tell us about this mural that I think that's what you would call it, along Highway 7 here in Watson. What's going on?
So Jess designed the mural, and she approached me because I'm a painter, and I've done murals on larger buildings. And so she approached me and said if I could partner with her, and I was so excited about it because I'm also a part of the Yellowstone Trail Alliance of Western Minnesota. Okay. So I thought, that makes sense. Why not?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, you can't miss it. It's right along Highway 7 and 59 here in Watson. It's along a build. Talk about the building by the railroad tracks here.
So it's on the train depot right off of the highway. You can't drive through Watson and miss it. Definitely won't miss it now because it's bright yellow and black.
Yep.
But the train depot is owned by Dennis Larson. I was driving this route a lot going to Milanville, working on the photo side of the documentary for the Yellowstone Trail. And I was passing this building every day. And Watson is such a lovely little town that I didn't see any public art in. It's on the trail. And I wanted to see if we could do something here. This depot needed some love. So I called the city, and they put me in contact with Dennis Larson. He's the owner of the building, and from the very first phone call, his wording was, what do I need to do to make this happen? Which was just music to our ears. It was the best thing we could have hoped to hear. He took down some shrubbery for us and a tree in front of the building. He also did some sandblasting and prep work to make the side of it really clean for us to start, because this is a test project for us where we're figuring out the time that it takes and the budget that it takes to hopefully do a lot of these going down the Yellowstone Trail, starting in Minnesota, but hopefully expanding coast to coast.
Right. Now, Olga, you said you did some larger murals on sides of buildings. It's bright yellow, and you guys are wearing yellow suspender pants to match, huh?
Yep. You gotta match your mural, I suppose. So.
Yeah, it's bright yellow, isn't it?
Yes, it is bright yellow. I mean, we love bright colors.
It's sunshine. We want people to see us. We want them to stop. We want them to ask questions. We want them to learn about the Yellowstone Trail. We also want them to pick up a paintbrush. So however we can make that happen, whether it's wearing matching jumpsuits or bright colored earrings or blasting prints, Minnesota's favorite, whatever we got to do to get people. out here talking about Watson and talking about public art. That's our gimmick.
Yep. And it's a marker for the Yellowstone Trail, right?
It is. Travelers know they are on the Yellowstone Trail. It's a good road. The original Yellowstone Trail in the teens and the 20s, communities took such pride in being on the trail that they would put markers in their communities, whether it was an arrow on the side of a barn or just yellow rocks painted in the communities. Mm-hmm. They did all kinds of things to let travelers know they were on the trail. Right. We want to revive that tradition. We've modified the symbol. The arrow used to point people in the direction of Yellowstone. Now our arrow on our artistic interpretation goes both ways.
Oh, nice.
Because the trail was also about connecting communities.
Yep.
So we're not just pointing people to Yellowstone, but we're also pointing them to one another, connecting them to their neighbors, but
nice.
Also the party starts here in Watson.
Yep.
So you don't need to go either way. The connection is both directions.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. That's the way it works, right?
Absolutely.
Let's talk about the Yellowstone Trail a little bit more. I just learned that from you when you spoke at Kiwanis, and I thought it was amazing. It's actually back in the late 1800s and the early 1900s when the Yellowstone Trail was created, because there were no roads when the automobiles were being made at first, and instead of Highway 7, people call it the Yellowstone Trail.
Exactly. They called it the Yellowstone Trail. And before these businessmen across South Dakota and Minnesota band together to connect using the Yellowstone Trail, before that, communities just had roads that connected the town to the closest farm. So the communities didn't connect to one another. The Yellowstone Trail, that development, allowed communities to be connected. So as the automobile emerged and developed, they could be traveled through and not around, which is just huge. It's hallmark. And it all started between a businessman in Ipswich, South Dakota, named J.W. Parmley, and a businessman in Olivia, Minnesota, named Michael Dowling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the Yellowstone Trail, Olga, stretches from where to where? I mean, from the east coast to the west coast, I believe, huh?
Massachusetts.
I want to say,
yeah,
Plymouth, Massachusetts, and to Washington. That's it, yeah.
So it covers the country, all the way from east to west.
Yep, the northern U.S.,
yep.
Exactly. So
yep.
They used to say it was a good road to travel from Plymouth Rock to Puget Sound.
Right. So the organization that you two belong to, Yellowstone Trail, what's the goal then?
Well, the Alliance. So this is our independent project,
right,
as artists. The Alliance, that we go to their monthly meetings, their goal is to educate communities on the Yellowstone Trail and teach them about the promotional aspects of the tourism of the Yellowstone Trail. So it's our Route 66 that we haven't marketed in that way.
Yep.
Reviving the American road trip, essentially, is the outcome, I think, and the benefits that come with that in terms of tourism and economy to the possible communities on the trail is just epic. That's what that organization is trying to do. They're trying to educate towns on that possibility and get them to band together, which is a really beautiful thing. The meetings we go to, I believe, have 8 cities represented every single meeting that are neighbors along the trail.
Oh, nice.
So we have Olivia and Renville and Buffalo Lake and Granite Falls and all at Sacred Heart, all those Danube, all those cities are meeting on a monthly basis to talk about the trail and how they can use it to connect more so to one another.
Okay. And Olga, I'm interrupting your painting here, it looks like, to do this interview, huh?
Yeah, we're just going to do some final touches,
okay,
but we're pretty much done. In maybe another 30 minutes, and we've got our final first mural marker.
I got excited and worked
What's
ahead.
That?
I got excited and worked ahead on lettering, and Olga's going to come in and double check it and make sure it actually is readable. So.
Well, then you're not going to trust me with a paintbrush then, right?
No, just kidding.
We'll find something for you to do it.
Okay. So. Why don't you tell our listeners where it's at again, exactly, if they want to come by and look at it.
Watson, Minnesota, on the side of the old train depot next to the Goose Bar. If you are traveling towards South Dakota, we are on the right-hand side of the road. If you're traveling towards Granite, we're on the left. You can't miss us. We're bright. And if we're not inside, check the Goose Bar. Their food's delicious, and we may be in there eating.
I can join you with that part of it. Eating.
Yeah,
huh?
Please join us. It's a communal thing, right?
Yeah, that's right. Well, it's nice to meet you, too, and get to know what you guys are working on here in Watson. It looks beautiful, by the way.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Jess.
Thank you. If you know more communities that may want a marker, send them our way.
So. Yeah. You got a website you guys work on?
We do. Did I put enough W's in there? www.followtheyellowstonetrail.org. We also have a Facebook page and an Instagram where we're posting pictures of our work and our progress.
Okay. Follow the yellow... brick. Oh, say that again.
No, not
the Wizard of Oz.
No, don't get the Disney people. Follow the Yellowstone Trail.
There we go.
Follow the Yellowstone Trail.
Dot org.
Dot org, right?
Org, yes.
Thanks, Olga.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Jess.
Thank you.